probably on the minds of a lot of farmers in this country, certainly in the Northwest. What would it be like to have a weedless world? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. One of the biggest obstacles to maximizing yields each year are resistant weeds. Gordon Vail, who's a technical product specialist in corn herbicides, says a list of the most challenging weeds remains the same.
The ones that were a real problem this year continue to be water hemp and Palmer amaranth. What I hear from growers is that difficult in controlling them compared to what it used to be, say, 5 to 7 years ago. And what really seems to be the resonating theme is that if you don't hit the application timing right in the post segment, you're not going to get good control. Seeing more pre-uses, so that's really one of the things that they're trying to do to combat that. The other one that I hear a lot about is ragweed, particularly giant ragweed, very difficult weed. Morning glory is another one. Mare's tail is a big one, too, in the no-till acres. But those are really the big driver weeds that they're really struggling with and they continue to struggle with.
Vail says producers have the most success with a two-pass control system.
If you want to go one pass, and there are a fair number of growers that actually can do one pass, Acuron is the best when it comes to one pass weed control. But if you're dealing with difficult weeds like giant ragweed, morning glory, Palmer, water hemp, you really have to have two passes, and it has to be a timely application. So those are really the best practices that I continue to hear working most successfully for farmers.
Hope that helps.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.